Hello, I'm Chelsea Abbott with your latest from the Siren News team. Lincolnshire County has now entered Tier 3 restrictions after the end of UK's November lockdown. Hospitality venues will continue to be closed whilst outdoor sports will stay open. Nobody will be able to come indoors still, nor private outdoor spaces such as gardens. The government has also recommended if you can work from home, you should. Leader of the City of Lincoln Council, Rick Metcalf, and leader of the North Stephen District Council, Richard Wright, told us their thoughts on Tier 3. The UK has approved for a rollout of the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine for next week. With 95% efficiency, the government decided it would be best to buy 40 million doses for the public. Older people and those in care homes will be the first to receive this injection. Lincolnshire Health buses are welcoming the vaccine to the county. A Lincolnshire wildlife sanctuary has launched a £20,000 crowdfunding appeal to help the upkeep costs over the winter period. The Ark Wildlife Park and Exotic Animal Sanctuary has been closed over lockdown and due to Tier 3 restrictions has not been able to reopen to the public. Park manager Jamie Mintram explains why heavy costs of animal maintenance and the lack of visitors has led to tough times for the business. After Debenhams announced it would be going into administration, Lincolnites flocked to the huge department store in St Mark's today. Despite the Tier 3 restrictions, retail is still allowed to open and people were queuing round the block. 12,000 people are expected to lose their jobs nationwide, and the St Mark's store will be one of 124 stores to close. The price to unveil the statue of former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher has been placed at £100,000. However, the funds must be raised by the public. Backlash has ensued from the members of South Stephen District Council, who claimed this was not the time for fundraising when many people are struggling with money. In Boston, construction has started on an electricity converter and 475-mile-long undersea cable to a twin station in Denmark. This has been developed by National Grid and Enginet to create a clean electricity project. The tunnel will be one of the longest DC interconnectors ever built and will provide green energy to multiple homes in the UK. 281 fines have been handed out by Lincolnshire Police due to COVID rules being broken. The data collected since March has shown the organisation has almost hit a huge high of 300. Five of these fines include people not wearing a face mask. Lincolnshire Fire and Rescue will be cancelling their Santa Sleigh charity collection this year. Due to the restrictions from COVID-19, the organisers decided that they will not be able to ensure all health and safety measures are controlled. The team will now partake in the Santa Dash on the 13th of December, hoping to raise money for the firefighters' charity by running in festive clothing. Lincoln Performance Arts Centre will be offering virtual screenings of its Christmas performances after shows got cancelled due to Tier 3 COVID restrictions. A Distant Christmas and A Snow Hare in Winter will be available for the public to watch through December and January. Ticket prices will be £10 plus an extra £10 donation if wanted. And in sport, yesterday was another busy day for Lincolnshire's football teams. Lincoln City beat opposition Wigan Athletic, moving them into second on the Football League One leaderboard. Grimsby Town lost against Exeter City last night 1-4 in a game that moved the competitor to third in the leaderboard. And Scunthorpe United beat Harrogate Town with a huge 5 goals against the opposition's 2. The team has managed to match their best run of consecutive away league wins since 1997. And for your weather, this evening the weather will continue to be cloudy with temperatures reaching as low as 4 degrees. Tomorrow expect a cold morning followed by a rainy afternoon. Temperatures will only reach up to 5 degrees and rain will be estimated to continue from midday until early morning Friday. That's the latest. I'm Chelsea Abbott.